This weekend, the Tennessee Whiskey Festival and Four Courses and Supper Club are presenting a virtual event. The Four Courses and Whiskey Supper takes place on Sunday. Proceeds will benefit the Future Ready Institute of Hamilton County's Brainerd High School Culinary Arts Program. Monica Maples-Kinsey is with the festival, and Carmen Davis is with Four Courses.
Monica, Carmen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So the Tennessee Whiskey Festival and Four Courses and Supper Club are teaming up for a virtual event. Carmen, tell us more about Four Courses and Supper Club.
Four Courses and Supper Club started, the idea came to be around 2 years ago. Myself and Kenyatta Ashford, we co-founded this organization together, and we noticed that there was a movement of supper clubs popping up all over the country, and then one started here. Now there are several here in the city, and the common denominator in the ones that we noticed that were happening here in the city was that they featured some excellent chefs, but none of them were really diverse as in background. And we decided we wanted to start one that focused on African-American classically trained chefs from around the country. A lot of them are award-winning. They've won Beard Awards, whether it be for writing or for being like best chef of the Southeast, like the one that's coming for the supper club that we have coming up. And so we wanted to not only feature African-American chefs, but we also wanted to have some sort of give back portion. And with that, we have been pairing with the Hamilton County school system and high schools that have culinary arts programs. On our first one, we paired with Howard School and their culinary arts program, where we brought in students. They got to meet Michael Twitty. They also got to work front of house and back of house at the actual event. And that's the type of exposure that you wouldn't normally get as a high school student, where you get to work with someone who has a Beard Award in the profession that you're seeking to go into eventually one day. So it's an incredible experience for those students. And we also give a portion of the proceeds from the actual dinner to the school. So we were able to raise $5,000 for Howard. Then COVID hit, so our second supper club, we weren't able to partner with the school. Instead, we partnered with Sankofa and gave funding to them specifically for small Black-owned businesses that were kind of going through hard times due to COVID. And we asked them to specifically use the funds that we donated for either caterers or restaurants, and they're all Black-owned businesses. And then for this third one, not only are we fortunate to partner with the Tennessee Whiskey Festival, but we're also partnering with Brainerd High School. And although we won't be able to bring students in to work with the chefs and to get to interact with the chefs, they will get a portion of the proceeds to go to their culinary arts program for this one.
Monica, how did this partnership come about with Carmen and the folks at Four Courses and Supper Club?
This would have been the seventh year of the Tennessee Whiskey Festival, and since I had to postpone that till 2021 due to COVID-19, initially part of my thought was throughout the year to have engaging whiskey events leading up to the festival, and in February, I hosted a whiskey distiller's dinner with George Dickel featuring the master distiller, Nicole Austin, and fortunately, I was able to have Carmen come and join me at that dinner, and I'd already put in a request for Uncle Nearest Distillery. I wanted to do a supper with Uncle Nearest, and I really wanted to share the legacy and the history of Uncle Nearest, but I knew I needed the right partners to do so, to share in that history, but also the culture in Chattanooga. So I'd already had Four Courses in Supper Club on my mind and in my radar, but lucky for me, Carmen also approached me and said, hey, I want to try to do something with Uncle Nearest. So it was really just fate and two good minds, you know, two great minds thinking alike. And so we just went ahead and jumped on it and decided, since they had done their last Four Courses and Supper Club as a virtual event, that we would try to do this one as a virtual event as well.
Tell me how this virtual event is going to take place.
So it'll be in two parts. The chefs will actually come into town and they will prepare the meals. So we want to be very clear about that although it's virtual, it's not like they are giving us recipes for us to replicate. The chefs are actually coming into town. So we have Mashima Bailey of The Gray, who was a James Beard Award winner. And then we have Tenoria Askew, who was a contestant on MasterChef. So they'll be coming in to actually prepare three of the four courses. And then we have Ella Livingston of Coco Asante will be doing the fourth course, the dessert course, which will be a specialty truffle that she's making using Uncle Nearest It'll be an infused truffle. And so for the meal part, you can pre-buy your tickets. And then we have basically it's grab and go. So there's a period from 2 to 4 p.m. that anybody who's purchased a ticket can come to Proof on ML King and pick up their meal. And then the talk back portion will happen at 6 p.m. and it'll be virtual. It'll be online. We'll have a conversation with our chef, Kenyatta Ashford, as well as the chefs who are participating, and Victoria Butler, who is the first Black female master blender. And she's also part of the Uncle Nearest family. Literally, Uncle Nearest is her relative, and she works for the company. But they'll all talk about their stories and how they arrived to their chosen professions and using their heritage and their background and their family lineage in order to go into the culinary arts. So it's in two portions. It's the grab and go portion. It's kind of earlier in the day. And then we invite you at 6 o'clock p.m. to join us on Facebook Live for the talk back.
Tell me how important it is to hold this event. Not only is it a partnership for a good cause, but it is also celebrating and sharing African-American cookery, cultivating a deeper understanding of Southern food and culture in this country, right here in Chattanooga.
So it's extremely important. The story of Uncle Nearest within itself, which Uncle Nearest is a premium whiskey, but he is basically the person who taught Jack Daniels and gave Jack Daniels the knowledge in order to produce that product many, many, many years ago. That part of the story was kind of hidden and in the background for years and years and years, but now it's come to the forefront. And it was an article that was in the New York Times that came out about this person who was actually responsible for Jack Daniels being what it is. And Fawn Weaver, who was the owner of Uncle Nearest, read the article and was so intrigued by the story that she just became really passionate about finding out more, which led to her starting up this company. And she's a Black woman who has no ties to the family or to the South, really. But that story just drew her in preserving that legacy and telling that story and letting the world know what kind of genius was behind that brand was so important to her that she started the company up. And so preserving that heritage, making sure these stories are told. Kenyatta is extremely passionate about, he's from New Orleans, so he's extremely passionate about the heritage that comes with being from New Orleans and Cajun and Creole cooking. And then you have Ella, whose family is originally from Ghana. They own a cocoa farm in Ghana. And so she's bringing that back to the South and has this whole wonderful legacy and story with the cocoa farm and now her chocolate brand. You have Tenoria, who was born here in Chattanooga, moved away and has been back and forth, but she credits her grandmother for on both sides of her family for all of her cooking skills, who were both women here in Chattanooga. So her Southern roots played into why she eventually answered the calling to become a chef herself. And Mashima was born in Savannah, moved away, and then came back. So all these people have these Southern roots, or even in the case of Ella, these African roots that called them back to preserve and tell the story of their family legacy through food.
I would second that. I think to all of her points, it's about these legacies and these roots and how they really have influenced all of our cultures in different ways that maybe many people are not aware of. And by telling these stories and sharing these stories and sitting and breaking bread with people, you get to have these conversations and they realize that they too have been influenced by some of this. And as well as the representation, this representation of these chefs, this chocolatier, this master blender, and this legacy of Uncle Nearest is great for these kids in the culinary and even in any class, really in high school, to have this representation and to know that these are careers and paths that they can take.
In my former life, I was a curator at a museum, and I remember I did an exhibition that featured Black ballerinas, and the ballerina who came and spoke said that she decided to do this photo exhibition showcasing her throughout the city of New Jersey, just in full-on tutu and ballerina shoes and these like classical ballet poses, was important because the images that you don't see are just as important as the images that you do see. So if I never see someone who looks like me, that's a master blender or a chef in a high-end restaurant or a chocolatier, then I may not know that that's an actual attainable goal for me. So to Monica's point, it is very important for that representation to be out there for children that look like these people who are in these professions to know that this is something that's attainable for them as well.
And where can people go online for more information and to participate?
Yeah, so you can find us online at the Tennessee Whiskey Festival page or at Four Courses and Supper Club Facebook page. We also have a Facebook event page, which is Four Courses and Whiskey Supper. And we're also on Eventbrite. And if you just type in Four Courses and in the search engine on Eventbrite, that's where you can purchase the tickets.
All right. Monica, Carmen, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.